At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's Pharrell Coast to Coast.
It's a pain. Free Friday for all stolen minutes on the mahogany, waxing it up 100, 200, a bad seat, a boogie, a bad apple, a bad attitude, hanging around, a bad out of bad tape, bad law, bad new, bad red, bad it's bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City Studios in a Pharrell place right across the river and through the woods from where Granny loves a little jelly bean. As long as it's in New York City, the Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, directly traveling, some kind of fashion shake it up, should do, but I'm up in the commercial third party of rats on the west side, that bugs uptown. What a mess, it's tied to tatter, my brain splattered all over my hand. It's only rock and roll, but I like it, yes I do, but I like it, yeah, 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 yeah. Hey, it's your boy, Pharrell, along with Carver High this afternoon. Mafia running it with Hayden Bright, LTN in Kansas City, Mo. Did you hear? Coffee bust off the Jameson shots of Tyone call. That was fantastic. Can we get a birthday roll call? Nathaniel Lowe, 28. Franmil Reyes, whoever the hell that is, 28. Michelle Kwan, 43. Patrick Laleem, 49. Stony Case, a beer, 51 with Michael Westbrook and Lisa Leslie. Joe Sakic, legend, 54. Chuck Knobloch, double nickels. Ralph Sampson, legend, 63. Len Barker, 68. Freddie Brown, downtown style, 75. Yeah. The Mets roll for their fifth straight. All of a sudden, Mafia getting involved with his Mets. Lindor, 5 for 5, a homer, 2 triples. Alvarez, homers in his third straight game. He's got 16. No one likes Alvarez. He started a fight with all of his antics. Corbin Carroll leaves the D-back game with a shoulder injury. Look out. O's beat the Yankees easily 14-1. The smackdown. Gunnar Henderson, second home run of the night. He did it all in this game except hit for the cycle. We got Aaron Boone for you. Reds beat the Nats 5-4-10. Senzel with a grab at the wall in the night that was terrific. And then he stepped up in the 10th and jacked a home run. Davey Martinez, very critical of Ellie De La Cruz's home run celebrations. Brewers beat the Cubs, but who cares? The guy, he went 10 for 18 in the series. I mean, 10 for 18? You got to be kidding me. Brewers beat the Cubs 6-5. Red Sox over the Rangers 10-6. They scored 6 in the 6th. Mariners 5-1 over the Stros. Dodgers beat the Bucks 5-2. Freddie Freeman went yardage. Yay, sweep the doubleheader Toronto style at home against the White Sox. Oh, I think they, was that in Toronto? I think it was, actually. Maybe I'm tripping. Phillies on the road, 12 straight now. Cards beat the Marlins 3-0. Cleveland over the Royals 6-1. We got it all for you. Home run derby betting update. We got, how about this one? Dylan Cruz could go number one in the draft on Sunday. He says he wants $10 million signing bonus. That's what he wants up front to even be involved in dealing with him. I bet the Pirates don't want any part of that. We'll break down all of tonight's games. Atlanta and Tampa at the Trop, a good one. Toronto's in Detroit. Texas at Washington. You got Baltimore and Minnies. Cincy and Milwaukee. Seattle at Houston. Pittsburgh and Arizona. St. Louis at the White Sox. Mets and Padres at Petco, Angels, Dodgers Freeway Series at the Ravine, San Francisco host Colorado. We got Carver High's Ring the Bell props for tonight as well. John Deere Classic updates, Wimbledon odds updates, men's women's side, Pulisic leaving Chelsea for Italy, and AC Milan, Wemby, and his security have a problem with Britney Spears, and no one cares. We welcome our radio affiliates, SiriusXM Channel 159, Sports Byline USA, all their affiliates out of San Francisco, and of course, Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio in San Diego. Wembanyama, rookie of the year favorite. We're talking about him because he's playing tonight. Charlotte and San Antonio, Wemby's debut in Vegas. It is sold out. 17,000 and change at the Thomas and Hack. It's all happening rapidly tonight. The rest of the action, Chicago, Toronto, Portland, Houston, Cleveland, Brooklyn, Sactown, Atlanta, Golden State, and the Lakers. Everyone only cares about Wemby, though. Hawks give Murray a four-year, $120 million extension. Pacers trade Duarte to the Kings. Montrezl Harrell, who sucks, is back in Philly, a one-year deal. And Breonna Stewart and her friends are launching Unrivaled in Miami, an off-season chick league to play ball. You got to love it. Ball for life. Davis Lee Roth Maddock joins us from Fantasy Sports Today to talk baseball today and all of his picks tonight. Our good friend John Kincaid from the Fanatic in Philly will join us to talk about the Phillies' 12-game heater on the road we got today in Carver High. History, always fun. The Huskies of Washington with Pennix favorite to win every game. Odds to win the Pac-12. We got SEC favorites, Big 10, Big 12, ACC, Pat Fitzgerald. Naughty, naughty timeout for Pat. Apparently they were hazing at Northwestern, and he'll take the fall for it. Mark Ingram joins Fox's Big Noon Kickoff that no one watches. Mafia has the UFC 290 snags for tomorrow. We've got Hall of Fame inductions, you name it. We're talking about it today on C2C. Josh Allen says the media is blowing the Stephon Diggs situation out of proportion. I want to hear the juicy side of it, of who's cheating with each other's girlfriends. Can we get to that at some point? No? That's a no? They're telling me to move on in my ear. Move on. Don't blame people. All right. Backup quarterback rankings. We got AFC East, North, South odds. Same in the NFC. We got it all for you. Mahomes MVP bets. Wilson comeback player. Chase offensive player of the year. We got it all. Hutchinson's D play of the year. Dan Campbell coach of the year. You can name it. Coach Young will join us. You get it all on a Friday, baby. It's time for Coach Young.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
To be on Sports Grid, go to the iTunes store, get the new Sports Grid app. It's phenomenal. It's got the TV side on there, radio side on there. Follow your favorite hosts like Carver High and Pharrell. Get all the clips of everything we do on the network and so much more. Odds, in-game odds, stats, news, scores, highlights, analytics, stories, you name it. It's all on there. Go to sportsgrid.com/watch to watch the network and to see all the platforms that we're on. All right, Carver High, we started off on a pain-free Friday with the Mets and their run out west.
Yes, we certainly do. The Mets continue to stay hot. They are now 5-0 in the month of July. They've won five straight. They sweep the Diamondbacks in Arizona 9-0 last night. Big night for Francisco Lindor, Scotty. 5-for-5, a homer, two triples. Dude was everywhere. Here's the homer on SNY.
Thinking right center this time, but he drills this one too deep for a triple. That's going to sail out of here. Francisco Lindor is 4-for-4. That's his 18th home run of the year.
Double for the cycle.
9-0 New York.
That's why they pay him the big bucks, to have nights like that.
They certainly do. They also got homers from Francisco Alvarez. Again, his third game in a row with a homer. In fact, they did the old "let's throw at the guy for beating us up all week long," which caused the benches to clear. But nothing significant happened after that. There was something significant, though, Scotty, for the Diamondbacks late in this game. And that was their rookie Corbin Carroll, who's having a tremendous first season, left the game with a shoulder injury. I was watching, hoping that he would hit a home run because I bet him to hit a home run. Ooh. And he took a swing, Scotty, and it looked like his arm. I mean, he just grabbed his arm, dropped the bat, ran to the dugout. It just looked like a real bad scene. He stayed in the dugout afterwards. We have not gotten any update yet today on him, but that would be a significant loss for the Diamondbacks if that does happen to be the case.
Well, no doubt it's very dangerous what's happening with him in terms of his season and their season. Look, they're going to be passed by the Dodgers, I think, this weekend, and that'll be that. And that'll be the last you hear of them winning that division. I think it's this is when it's happening. And then this guy out of the lineup will be another added dimension to their problems, right? And then if he's out now, if he has a rotator labrum tear, he's done. And then Ellie De La Cruz rolls to the rookie of the year.
Right. They have taken that off the board for right now, Scotty, because, of course, I ran to look this morning. Yesterday, Carroll was minus 650 as a favorite to win the NL Rookie of the Year.
Not anymore.
Off the board. Obviously, they're waiting for the medical diagnosis. Is he going to be out a game? Is he going to be out months? Is he going to be out? They're waiting for all of that before they put those numbers back up. Because, like you said, Ellie De La Cruz, who was plus 500, plus 600 the other day when I looked at it, the tickets will be flying in for him if Carroll is going to be out for an extended period of time. And don't forget Alvarez either. He's hit a lot of homers now, a lot of big homers, too, for the Mets so far. Cruz has all the juice. We get that.
Yeah.
But maybe another guy you could throw a ticket on.
Well, I think Alvarez has been fantastic. He's fun to watch play, and he's having a hell of a run. But I only think, and this isn't his fault, I think only people in New York barely know who he is. I don't even think Yankee fans know who he is because they don't care about the Mets. But I think Mets fans and New Yorkers are starting to learn who he is. And no one else anywhere knows who he is yet. Even if they watch highlights, they're like, who is this guy? Bottom line is this. I think he's far and away out of the picture. He's not in the picture for this thing. This is Ellie De La Cruz's world now. And Carroll, it just doesn't sound good. We'll see what happens.
Definitely not. Alvarez does lead all catchers in homers. That's all catchers, not just rookie catchers. All catchers in homers so far this year. Speaking of beatdowns, how about in the Bronx last night? The Orioles put up two touchdowns on the Yankees, a 14-1 victory. Gunnar Henderson having a night. Two homers, Scotty. Here's the second to make it 12-0 on Masson.
Oh, boy. In the air to right field. You will never see this baseball.
They had 20 batters in the third and fourth inning come to the plate. They were up 13 runs after the fourth inning. And here's the thing. I don't care. I've already established on this show that the Orioles are better than the Yankees. We've argued that day after day, week after week. It's a done deal. They're better now. They're way better than the Yankees. And let me tell you something else. Something's wrong with Severino. Every time this guy pitches, he gets lit the F up. I'm talking his ERAs now sky high in the sevens, and they are booing him in the Bronx, and he's even admitted it. I have no idea what's happened to my arm. I have no idea what's happened to my stuff. Well, I can't get anybody out. When you hear a pitcher talking about how bad he is, he's just admitting that he sucks, you got a real problem on your hands. He's lost all confidence, Mike.
Well, he's finished. He's washed. He's done. Let's just be fair. He's not the guy from 5 years ago anymore. He just isn't. And he's another one of these guys who injury after injury after injury, it's finally taken its toll. We've seen it with plenty of guys, right? Syndergaard, Harvey, all these guys, you know, guys from 4 or 5 years ago who were hot.
Yep.
They get a bunch of injuries and they're finished. And you're going to have to put Severino in that same category. He stinks. Like, you can't depend on him to get any big outs at any point down the line. Ever. He's done. It's unfortunate, but that's just the way that it goes. And you'll see eventually, sometime soon, next week or two, there'll be some phantom IL stint for Severino to go work on some things. You know, he's going to go work on some things. He's going to be some phantom. They're going to make sure that Rodon actually makes it through his three or four innings tonight. And once he does, they'll put Severino in the cupboard for a little while, try to figure out whatever's going
he's
on
finished.
With him. Let's quickly get Aaron Boone's recap of a 14-1 loss last night after the game.
Aaron, from where your team was at after the first two games of this series, just how disappointing have these last 48 hours been?
Well, I mean, obviously tonight's just a bad night for us. You know, no fun to go through.
We waste those good wins on Monday and Tuesday. Jeez.
Obviously, kind of dig deep and see what's get Sevy to where he needs to be.
Dig deep.
I don't really look back on it's like tonight's a frustrating night, obviously.
Spit it out.
No one likes getting beat over the head, but it's also part of it. And like I said, you know, these are the things that also harden you in the arena too, and you got to move on from
harden
it.
Harden you.
We got a big series
in the
now
arena.
Heading into the in the break.
Do you remember? This has happened. The left and right, right? The Mariners put a 10-2 on them. The Red Sox put a 15-5 on them. And then they went into July, and they get, 11-4 Cardinals thumping at Bush. And then you get a 14-1. This guy, they could just run the loop on his post-game interviews of him talking. It was no fun for us bending over and taking it in the heart.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I got to tell you, Carver High, one of the bets I squeaked out last night, yesterday afternoon, was that Reds bet. Thank God for Senzel, because I was losing that thing after, what was his name? Call hits a home run in like the eighth inning. I mean, Alex Call, whatever his name was. And then I thought it was over. And then they somehow, I think Votto drove in the tying run, pinch hitting. And then they get Senzel having his defensive gem, web gem, and then a step up to the plate in the 10th and jack one, right?
They certainly did to complete the four-game sweep in D.C. to get them 10 games over 500 and a two-game lead in the NL Central as they get ready to start a series with the Brewers tonight. It was Nick Senzel on Bally Sports Cincinnati with the big blow.
In home, free runner in second. First pitch, high fly, deep left center. Destined. He had the play of the day in right, and he annihilates it.
So I know you're going to tell me this story about Davey Martinez, but I got to tell you, Davey needs to shut up. Honestly, he's been getting thrown out of games left and right, and it's because his team's lost 14 of 15 at Nationals Park. They're an atrocity, and like, I think he's like trying to wake him up or something, getting tossed out of games left and right. But when he starts crying about the way Ellie De La Cruz is enjoying his arrival into the bigs, I think Davey's finally got a leak in the boat.
Well, to be fair, Davey asked for this, okay? Davey started this on Wednesday night when he had the umpires check the kid's bat. When he went up there for the first time. So Davey's the one who tried the mind games with the kid. Let's check his bat. You know, because he's, what'd you say that he went this series? 10 for 18 in the series. He absolutely destroyed them. So Davey tries to get in his head a little bit. Doesn't work. The ump says there's nothing wrong with his bat. Two at bats later, he hits one 450 feet out to right center field. So of course he was going to turn at the dugout and give them a little business an hour after they tried to say that he was cheating. So Davey does have to calm down. He's had a rough year. Team sucks.
Davey's getting fired. He's
been thrown out of a lot of games. Now, a couple rightfully so, like we said, that day with the baseline thing with who was that against, the Astros, whatever that was. You know, he was right on that one. He was right on that one.
The one when he got down on the ground and did like,
yeah.
Remember that? There was no one better though, Mike, than the guy in the minor leagues that did the Army like Navy SEAL crawl and he's, under the rope.
And he pretended to throw the grenade. He had everything in that. That was the greatest manager.
Meltdown ejection ever in baseball ever. History. That was the best one ever. And then the best post-game tirade was Hal McCray in the locker room.
Oh, yeah.
For the Pirates or whatever. Wasn't that or Royals? He was
Royals.
The Royals. He was smashing phones and throwing clocks. And,
yeah. Lasorda had a couple good ones, too, around that same time as Hal McCray. Lasorda had a couple decent ones, but... That Hal McCray one is also pretty
listen, by the way, timeout. Yes. So I'm watching this Reggie doc, I told you, right? And it's on Prime. You gotta see it. It's enough. If you're anywhere near like loving baseball, you have to watch it. If you're a Yankee fan, you unequivocally have to watch it. And then in the middle of it, they have just so many epic fights that Billy Martin had with Reggie Jackson. Oh my God, they had to peel him off of him. Billy wanted to beat the crap out of Reggie Jackson when he first came to the Yankees. He wasn't there a week, and it took three or four guys to hold Martin back. And remember, Billy was a raging alcoholic. Let's get real here. He's been popped like I don't know how many times, and he partied and everything. He had a temper on him like no other, and watching him lose his mind on Reggie Jackson in that doc is just worth the price of admission. I mean, I rewound it and watched it again. Like, I watched him lose his mind. I'm like, that was so good. I went back and did it again.
I got to watch it. Maybe at some point in my life, I'll actually have some time.
It's only 90 minutes. It's great.
I'll have to sit down and watch it. The Brewers did beat the Cubs 6-5. We talked about that yesterday. They got the Caratini homer to take the lead in the bottom of the eighth, and they won it. So that makes it a two-game lead, as we said. Going into tonight, we will discuss those numbers in a little bit. The Red Sox beat the Rangers again at Fenway, 10-6. Finally got an over in that series. Kike Hernandez has been struggling for the Sox, but he gave them the go-ahead hit last night in the seventh on Nesson.
And a 1-2 home. Lofted into left field. Coming on. That'll drop in for a base hit. One run is in. Here comes the second run to the plate. They will score.
What a read. What a read.
It gets by and the runners advance to second and third. Devers and Duvall scampering home. And the Red Sox have the lead 6-5.
So they scored six runs in the sixth inning, and it was lights out. More importantly, Texas has dropped 9 of 13. They're not playing well at all. I bet on them yesterday. Should have never bet on them. I got burned on that game and the Brewer game. I hit everything else. But the bottom line is Texas right now looking like there's, you know, a problem. They're not winning. They're not playing well. They're not hitting. They're not scoring runs, and they're not getting pitching. A good time to bet against them.
Good time to bet against them. Maybe a good thing for them, though, Scotty, is they will finish the first half this weekend in D.C. against the Nationals. Like we said, they lose at home every single night. So maybe that can get Texas a little healthy going into the break with the guys that they have going, that's for sure. Meanwhile, the Mariners beat the Astros 5-1. Big night for Eugenio Suarez. Two homers, the second on Root Sports.
Blasted out to center, driven back by the wall, way up there by the pump. It is out of here. Gino multi-homer game. Blast off to center.
Wow, they got two Ginos now, huh? They got the quarterback and they got the home run hitter in Seattle, both of them.
I guess that's what they call him up there. I never heard him called Geno before. If it's not Dave Sims on the call for the Mariners games, I mean, it just ain't it. I don't know who else they got up there. I know Dave doesn't make every road trip, but we got to get Dave
the Soul Man
a little bit more over there. Soul Man, got to have him in the mix. Dodgers beat the Pirates 5-2. They take 3 out of 4 from the Buccos. It got off to a very unfortunate start in the bottom of the first inning with Freddie Freeman on Sportsnet LA.
Freddie gives it a ride to right field. 2-0.
Can you imagine, seriously, first of all, this guy is great no matter where he plays. But can you imagine if the Braves still had this guy? They might literally win 120 games. Like, that lineup of theirs is so sickening, 1-9. If they had Freddie Freeman, I think they'd break the all-time record for wins. Seriously, like, that team's already vicious. If they still had Freddie Freeman, they'd be, unbeatable. They'd win the World Series already. They would have canceled the World Series this year.
Freeman having a big year out in L.A. for the Dodgers. The Jays swept the doubleheader in Chicago against the White Sox. They had to work hard in the first game, win 11 innings. They scored 6 runs in the 11th. And then in the second game, they got a couple homers from Whit Merrifield.
Do you know that Berríos and Fat Lynn both threw 7 shutout innings, both of them?
Yeah. Fat Lynn, I think he had 12 strikeouts, too.
He's been pitching great.
7 innings, 12 strikeouts. He has improved after that miserable April and May.
He struck out 12 twice now in his last 2 starts. And I think the last start he lost striking out 12. Oh. And this time he strikes out 12, goes 7 shutout innings, and they lose again. It's unbelievable. Well, but he is pitching well. So remember, the next time you bet, everyone thinks Cease. They think Giolito. In reality, now the best pitcher to bet on with the White Sox is Fat Lynn again.
And it's amazing that with some of these arms that they are where they are. Like, what happened to them? It really is amazing how far back and how miserable they've been, considering some of the pitching performances they've gotten. The Phillies have now won 12 in a row on the road, as they beat the Rays 3-1 in Tampa. They sweep the Rays down there, 11 innings yesterday. They get the job done. That's a nice week for the Phillies, Scotty. They had a bad weekend against the Nationals. They go down to Tampa. They get 3 wins. Nice job all around by them.
Well, 12 straight on the road. You don't see that ever. And I look forward to talking to John Kincaid from the Fanatic in Philly later in the show today about what has turn the tide. They've won 22 of 29. It's like a reflection of last season. The same tear that they went on last year is happening all over again.
Cardinals avoided the sweep in Miami against the Marlins 3-0. Cleveland beat the Royals 6-1. We did ring the bell with Jose Ramirez last night, Scotty. As he had a homer against Kansas City. So nice job by him. Astros placed Jose Altuve on the IL with that oblique. We thought that was going to happen. Anytime you hear oblique with these guys, it's a minimum of a month. Minimum of a month.
It's the worst. I mean, honestly, I told you, it's like a literally when it rips, it feels like you can envision a dog's tongue rolling down out of its mouth. That's when your muscle just rips right off the cartilage. Done.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Golfers' dreams are made of. You and 3 guests could be teeing off at one of the most legendary courses if you top the ranks of our PGA 3-Ball Challenge at BetMGM. Take your swing at this free-to-play challenge by revealing your roster of golfers for each week's tournament. The players with the best performing golfers are going to snag awesome weekly prizes, be entered for a shot to win the grand prize at the end of the season. A foursome at TPC Sawgrass in Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida, the famed 17th Island hole, plus $3,000 in withdrawable bonus dollars to be used for travel, room, food, and bev. That would be liquor. Log on to your BetMGM sports account, go to the promotions tab, access the MGM three ball challenge, spin up to three times to lock in your roster, one entry per customer permitted. You're going to love it. How about a shot at going to TPC Sawgrass? You can even invite Carver High to go with you. He'll bring the Bud Light and you bring the sticks and you guys will smack balls at that stick on 17 until one of you finally lands it on the green.
Yeah, gotta have some swing oil to go after 17 there down at Sawgrass. Would love to take some hacks at that track. Okay, before we get to tonight's games, let's just look at a couple of other things. Yesterday, I gave you the odds for the Home Run Derby. Of course, we're going to spend more time with that coming up on Monday, since it is Monday night in Seattle. But I will tell you, people are already going to the window, Scotty, and they are moving the number. Yesterday, we told you that Vladdy Jr. was 4-1. He is now plus 350. Luis Robert from 4-1 to plus 450. Julio Rodriguez from plus 550 to 6-1. Highest ticket percentage so far, that would be Vladdy Guerrero Jr., 21.5. Julio Rodriguez and Adley Rutschman also getting high tickets. Rutschman, of course, is the long shot, so everybody's going to bet him, Scotty, trying to cash that fat ticket.
So I'm sure everyone's betting on Vladdy. The problem I have is, and I don't doubt his talent, the problem is he's just not hitting home runs this year. I mean, no. Like, all of a sudden, I mean, this guy, like, does it not translate in some aspect to, like, guys that are seeing it are driving the ball out of the ballpark when they're hot? This guy hasn't had a hot streak hitting home runs the entire season. He's just not hitting home runs. In his world, he'd already have 20 by now, and he's nowhere near that. I mean, what am I? Am I crazy? Does he have, like, 13, 14 home runs?
Yeah, you're right on the
money. I'm not betting on him.
You're right in that area. Yeah, I don't – listen, everybody likes him. He's the name, et cetera.
Whatever.
I think that nobody wants to bet Alonso because he's the favorite, so everybody's looking for a little bit better money. You know,
I'm going with Garcia. I'm just going to ask it. Do you think he's overrated?
Vladdy?
Yeah.
I think that – there are some things. I don't think he's a complete player, obviously. I think that there are some things that maybe he's a little.
I think he's fat.
I think he's a little lackadaisical with some things. And if you would like to say that his conditioning is one of
them,
you could probably put that on the table. And I'm sure that doesn't help the situation. So he hasn't been sharp this year. He hasn't had a lot of big hits before the other night in Chicago when he had
and they don't win.
The eighth. They don't. I mean, they're there. They're right in the mix with everybody else right now. I believe if season ended today, they would be tied with the Yankees for the last wild card. So
okay,
they're
do
right
you
there
think
them.
For 1 minute, seriously, that they're going to be in the playoffs? Do you worry about them at all? I don't.
Like, worry about them in terms of if doing damage in the playoffs? No, I don't think
no.
they would do damage
in the
playoffs.
I mean, making it. Like, Cam, the Prime Minister, says to me all the time, he says, they're just the Leafs and the Jays are massive disappointments every year.
I think they can make the playoffs. I think they can get in there. I don't think they can make a lot of noise or win the American League or do anything like that. But I think they can make it. I think they can be one of the wild cards. Sure. I think they have enough talent to do that. They're right there with everybody else. They're 8 games over. They're 48-40. So I don't think they're good enough to win anything, but I think they're good enough to make it into the playoffs. Hey. Yes. And tell us about this kid. So the MLB draft is this weekend. The potential first overall pick is Dylan Cruz from LSU. This guy mashes, Scotty, as you know. He hits the ball a very long way. The Pirates have the first pick. The Washington Nationals have the second pick. This dude's eyeing a record-breaking $10 million bonus. Now, I thought these things were slotted in terms of there's, like, only so much money that you could give these guys in each slot in the draft, but apparently he wants whatever the max is. Maybe they don't always give out the max to these guys. We don't obviously get as into the MLB draft as we do the other ones. And then I read that this might scare the Pirates away, Scotty. They might take some pitcher instead of Cruz with the first overall pick.
The ace of LSU's national championship team who throws 100 miles an hour. Listen, here's the deal. I just saw an interview. You heard me listening to it, of this kid Halliburton. They gave him $260 million in Indianapolis to play for the Pacers. And I said to you, one guy makes $260 million in 5 years. So yep. I am not surprised at all in the least that a number one pick in the major league draft will make a boatload of money to begin with. And then to me, in this day and age, Mike, a $10 million signing bonus is par for the course. It's part of the territory you're dealing with here. The Pirates have the chance to select this kid, and I think they should do it. I think he's the best outfielder that they would have since, let's face it, Andy Van Slyke. Now, people can say whatever they want. No one ever questions how great Van Slyke was in the outfield. He was a savage, ball-chasing, and assist guy. He could throw out guys from dead center field at the plate. He was an amazing center fielder. And I think that they should draft him. I think they should give him the $10 million. And I think they should give him $100 million contract. And I think that it's hard to believe because they wanted to give their boy $80 million. They ended up giving him Reynolds $105 million. I told you, they gave him $25 million more. It's a done deal, and it happened. The Pirates have to live in the real world. This guy Nutting. I mean, if you're going to own a baseball team in the major leagues, this is how it works. You get the number one pick, you are going to pay through your nose for him. But what you need to do is give him the 10 mil, lock him up, and then get him to the show as soon as possible. Because this kid is so dynamic of a player. I don't want to see him roasting down in AAA for 2 years. I want to see the kid playing in Pittsburgh within a year. Okay, or frankly, immediately, because they got all these young players, and if you're gonna build a young powerhouse team from scratch, from the ground up with youth and talent, they have it. They have all these great players. They brought up Gonzalez. Am I tripping? And if they get O'Neal Cruz back, and you've already seen it with Cabrian Hayes, he's a Gold Glover already. So put the kid in there, give him his money, and stop playing Kmart with your baseball team and your fans and your city. If you can't handle it, get out of the kitchen, go out onto the sun deck and drink your tea, and let someone else make the dinner.
And it is easier to do something like that with a guy who's played at college. You know, it's a lot harder when you're taking the high school
kid. He's ready.
You know, the kids that you saw this guy already, College World Series, the whole deal for LSU. It's not a long process to get somebody like him ramped up and into the major leagues. So I'm with you. It's $10 million. Honestly, you can't.
I don't trust pitchers, okay, that
yes.
throw 100 miles an hour when they're 18 to 22 years old. And by the time he's 27 years old, he's had Tommy John. And he's finished. I am telling you, I said this a million times, guys that throw off-speed junk and that can hit the corners, paint it black, those are the pitchers that last in baseball. If you throw 100 miles an hour on every pitch, fastball, sliders, and everything, you will not last in today's baseball game. I don't care what anybody says. They all throw 100, and they all end up out of the game in short order. I need to draft a player in the outfield that is going to play for the Pirates for 12 to 15 years. Okay? That's what I'm drafting here. I'm not taking some kid. Let me just lastly say this really quick. You know this kid that pitched for them in the World Series? They threw him out there like 3 times in 5 days, and he was throwing 100 miles an hour on every pitch, and he literally threw somewhere in the neighborhood of 300 pitches in 3 starts in 5 days. I mean, they were killing this kid in the World Series in Omaha before your very eyes. The manager of LSU was so obsessed with winning that he was willing to let that kid's arm fall off to win that title. You know why? Because when he leaves there and goes pro, that guy don't care about him no more. He just pretends like he does. I love you forever, bro. You're my guy. But thanks for your arm. Thanks for using your arm up in college, because that's what he did. Do not draft that kid. He throws too hard and throws too much. They overuse him, overwork him. I want Cruz, and give him his money.
It also, if just you look at the history of it, if you have a choice between a great position player to take with the first overall pick and a potentially a great pitcher, the history just tells you you have a better chance of succeeding and actually getting number one overall pick value with the position player. I mean, you just do. Like, you look back. I mean, I was just scrolling through guys who have gone number one overall. Tigers took Casey Mize in 2018, pitcher, as the first overall pick.
Long
what are they gotten out of him? Not much, that's for sure. You know, Brady Aiken, the Astros took him with the first overall pick in 2014. Who? There you go, Brady Aiken. Mark Appel in 2013, the Astros took him with the first overall pick. Yes, is there a Gerrit Cole every once in a while? Is there a Steven Strasburg every once in a while? Yes. But you look at the position players, and a good
look
majority
Steven
of
Steven Strasburg
them,
now, Mike. He's crippled.
Right. You're right, and he was always hurt. The
Throws
only thing
hard.
That makes me say that the Nationals at least got something out of it is because they did win the World Series, and he won them a World Series.
So
I know
I
he's
know
useless
kid.
Now, but...
you know him, too, this kid. My boy Chad, he went through down in Bradenton. He was at, IMG, doing all these big academies. Never went to high school, went to baseball academy, threw 97 miles an hour, had a big slider, had a big curveball, had a big change, had a nasty fastball. And then one day his arm fell off and now he plays basketball and his baseball career is over. Here's the deal. What happens is these parents start these kids off and they got them throwing gas and then they teach them how to throw a curveball. And then 7 years later, they're either fried on their arms shot or they're fried on
they're
drugs. Either way, they don't make it. It's parents that screw it up, and that's just all there is to it. And throwing too hard when you're a young kid in high school and college, in my view, every one of them, I could knock them down like dominoes, the amount of pitchers that arms have blown out that throw too much hard heat. That's all there is to it.
Certainly is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, a bevy of games tonight in the show, Carver High.
Yeah, and I think that we should highlight, there actually are a bunch of really interesting series this weekend in big games, but I think we have to start here and highlight the two best teams in baseball so far in the first half, playing each other in the final weekend before the All-Star break. The Braves and the Rays get together at the Trop this weekend, Scotty. The Fishermen. I'm on the Braves. I think the Braves win tonight, game one against Glasnow.
Yeah, well, the Rays have dropped five straight or something. Their first sweep of the entire season at home. And then I got them on the short price, the Braves and the Fishermen, at -105. And now it's -115 in some places, a pick 'em in others. I got them at -105. I'm with you. I'm on Atlanta tonight.
The Phillies, who have been red hot smoking on the road, go to Miami. Zach Wheeler and Sandy Alcantara is the pitching matchup there. Phillies -135. Marlins +115. 7.5 the total.
Yeah, I got them at -130 this morning. I bet Wheeler over Alcantara. Alcantara to me has not been good this year. And the Phillies, 12 straight on the road. I'm not getting off of that train.
And I did just see Scoop Mish just tweet out that the Marlins sent down Yuri Perez, who's been really good for them, because I guess this is one of these things, Scotty, limiting his innings. He's already thrown a lot of innings. They want to be able to use him later in the year. So he's going down to the minors, Yuri Perez, to start the second half for the Marlins. So that's
I
hate seeing
don't
that.
Really understand I, that.
I hate it. It sucks.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.